It's been 3 weeks since the first vaccinations against the COVID-19 virus became available, and there's been some conflicting information about how well that process is working in the state. This is Lisa Berry, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer was quick to point that out, saying the state rate puts Michigan in the top five for vaccinations, despite earlier reports that the state was in the bottom seven. But there was also some other very important information about vaccinations shared by the governor. And joining us to shed some light on that is Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk to us.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having us.
As it was put, the state is moving forward with the next phase of vaccinations. And beginning Monday, January 11th, local public health departments can begin vaccinating anyone age 65 or over. And I want to stress anyone, because it's been healthcare workers and essential workers. And I'm assuming at the Washtenaw County Health Department, you were aware this announcement was coming?
We had a little bit of a heads up, yes. So I think, as folks probably know, we were still vaccinating, very actively vaccinating within that first priority group, that 1A. And we were getting close to ready to move on, but of course this is a little more of a push to move faster. So we are really doing everything we can already to increase that pace. But as you said, starting Monday, the categories will open up. So that means that people in those broader categories, which includes many of our older adults, will be able to schedule. Of course, we still need patients from everyone, and we need folks to recognize that because you're able to schedule doesn't mean that your vaccination will be immediately available. So, for example, you may be able to schedule an appointment for a week or two or three down the road. And we are doing everything possible, as I mentioned, to make more appointments as available as quickly as possible.
Were you ready for this? Were you expecting it?
We were not expecting this. We were expecting, some communication and coordination about moving forward through the groups so that, one jurisdiction wasn't on a prior group while the next jurisdiction had moved forward. We weren't quite expecting them this soon. So we've been working very hard to make sure that when we sent scheduling information to people, that those appointments were available very promptly. So this will change our process a little bit going forward, in that the appointment and scheduling will be more broadly available, but the time slots are going to get filled quicker. So, we estimate that there's probably at least 70,000 people in this next category, give or take, based on the exact definitions here. And, that means that it's going to take some time to get through those. And we just want to, provide as much assurance as we can that we're doing everything we can to move through quickly.
That was going to be my next question. Did you have any population data showing you how many people age 65 or older could potentially be seeking a vaccine? So I heard you say 70,000. Is that number?
That was our estimate, our rough estimate of that 1B category. But of course, the priorities the state has announced today are a little bit different. We'll have to relook at that. But either way, we're breaking it down. It's a lot of people in that next group. And, also some of the accommodations that we hadn't been using actively yet, we've been doing a lot of online registration through organizations because we've been working on the healthcare provider group. So obviously moving forward, we need to make sure we have other types of registration readily available that are accessible to folks who aren't using online scheduling, who may want to do it by phone. There's also, of course, considerations for folks that may not be as mobile or quick or as in good of health to come to our sites, and trying to make sure that we can accommodate that. We are actively talking with our healthcare partners to see how we can, work together to make sure, again, that the priority being getting vaccine into people that qualify as quickly as possible. So those are some of the things we're working on right now as we get ready for really a big push and a big big change starting Monday.
How will people contact you? My takeaway was the governor said to contact your local health department. Putting myself in a resident's shoes, I would be on the phone already calling you or emailing you. How is that going to work?
Many folks were already doing that. Again, this is where we really need patience. We are trying to answer those individual calls and emails, as quickly as we can. But for those folks that use, internet or social media or have signed up for our email updates, we ask you to please look for information there, because our ability, even though we have a lot of staff working very hard to answer all those calls, we cannot get to them all right now.
We'll leave it at that. I have lots more questions, but I know you're really busy. And I do think, though, that people are going to be excited to hear this information, Susan Cerniglia. So thanks for taking the time to share what you know at this point with us.
Okay. Thank you very much.